That's our ring time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer.
Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Doc Withers in the Jotham Down store. Lum is talking to Abner's wife on the telephone. Listen.
Elizabeth, you tell Abner not to worry about a thing. I'll take care of the store.
Is that Mrs. Peabody on the telephone?
Yeah. What'd you say, Elizabeth?
I'd like to speak to her before you hang up.
Oh, well, tell Abner that I'll take care of all the delivers. Fact is, I don't believe we'll make any delivers today. It's raining so hard.
It's raining cats and dogs.
Just a minute, Elizabeth. Doc Withers wants to talk to you. Yes, Mom. Just a minute. Here you are, Doc.
Yes, thank you. Does Abner still have laryngitis?
Yes, he must have. Elizabeth says he still can't talk. Can't make a sound.
Yes. Well, I just happened to recollect a case where I cured a mule of practically the same thing. Used mustard.
Well, if it worked on a mule, it ought to work on Abner. Better tell her that.
Yes, I was going to. Hello, this is Peabody. This is Dr. Benjamin Franklin Withers. How are you? Well, that's nice. How's that patient of yours? Uh-huh. Have you tried mustard on your husband? Oh, you have? Well, now, I've found that if you add a little camphor, you'll get better results. Yes, I found that true in mules. Well, I've got some camphor here. Be glad to run over with it. Oh, it wouldn't be any trouble. Well, yes, it is pretty wet out, but... Well, all right. Whatever you say, Mrs. Peabody... How's that? Oh, no, there won't be any charge. I only charge for animals. Not at all, Mrs. Peabody. Yes. Goodbye. Nice woman.
Oh, yeah, Elizabeth is nice.
She wouldn't think of letting me go out in the rain with that camper. It's going to send somebody over after it.
Oh, yeah, there's a thoughty woman. Thoughtiest one human in this town. Abner's lucky he's got somebody like her to take care of him.
Yes, nice woman. I wonder if she's seen a middle-sized goat out by their place.
What'd you say, Doc?
Goat? Nothing. Just mulling over a very peculiar case.
Oh, say, that reminds me. Before you come in this morning, Mr. Johnson called up here asking about some goat of his or something like that.
Yes, nice woman, Mrs. Peabody. Little camphor ought to do the trick. Fix Abner up as good as new.
I hope so. I hate for him to be laid up. Special right now when I'm trying to get this wrestling of mine started. Wish Cedric's hurry up and get you here.
Cedric Weestruck?
Weehawk.
Bright young boy. Is he going to work for you in the restaurant?
Well, I don't know. I hadn't thought much about that. But I told him to borrow the Macmillan boy's truck and go over to my place and pick up the stove and bring it over here.
Stove? The one you cook on?
Yeah. There weren't no stove in that restaurant stuff I ordered in at the county seat yesterday, so it looks like I'll have to use mine. For the time being, leastways. Can't run a restaurant without a cook stove.
No, you're right.
Of course, that'll mean you can't board with me no more with my place. But then you can eat here at the restaurant. You get the same cooking.
Same price?
Well, no, I reckon I'll have to raise it a little on you, Doc. I'll have more overhead here, you see.
Yes, you take business and you're bound to have overhead.
Of course, it'll save you that walk over to my place three times a day. You more likely make up the difference on the shoe leather, you see.
There was a nice restaurant over at Mount 80. Respectable eating establishment. High class. It was called Tom and Minnie's. It was run by a man named Tom and his wife. Her name was Irene.
Irene?
Yes, Irene Butte. Her name was Paisley before she was married. Rather stout woman, good-natured. Made a trip to Buffalo, New York when she was only 11 years old. Also went to Niagara Falls. Stood under the falls in a rubber suit. Had neuritis on and off ever since.
Well, just a minute. Who was Minnie?
How's that?
You said their restaurant was named Tom and Minnie.
Yes, that's right. Located on the main street of Mount 80. Featured chicken fried steaks. High class place. No doubt you've eaten there.
No, I never, but I still don't see why they named it. I'm going to wait a minute. There comes Cedric in the truck.
Well, it's possible you didn't eat there. They were closed up by the Board of Health in 1931, and... Again in 1937, I believe.
I was a little afraid Cedric might got stuck somewhere in all this mud. But it looks like he got through all right.
Oh, Cedric's a bright young boy. You'll get that camper through to Mrs. Peabody. He's the kind of a boy you can depend on.
Well, he ain't the one Lizbeth sent after the camper. He's hauling my cook stove over here.
Oh? Oh, I see. Well, I hope she can find somebody to send over here for the camper.
Hey, Mr. Lum, I got the truck all right. You better come out and help me bring the stove in.
Hello there, Cedric.
Yeah, all right, Cedric. Come on, Doc. You'll have to hold the door open first.
Yes, sir.
Better get a raincoat on, Mr. Lum. It's raining pretty hard.
I don't think I'll need one. Won't take but a minute. We'll hurry. Wait a minute. Where's the stove?
Mom?
I see the truck out there, but there ain't no stove in it.
Well, I'll be doggone. I thought I forgot something.
And if that don't beat all, did you drive over to my place?
Yes, Mom, I know I done that. Yeah, I'll go back over and get the stove right now.
Yeah, you better. And don't forget what you went after this time.
No, Mom, I won't.
You still want me to hold the door open?
No, you can close it now, Doc. Granny's that boy. Sometimes I don't know what to think about him.
Cedric, you mean?
Yeah.
Yes, he's a bright young boy. He is a little forgetful, though.
Little forgetful?
Yes, he drove off and forgot the camper after all.
Oh, me. I told you he weren't the one that's coming after the camper. He's getting my cook stove for me.
Oh? Well, who is coming after the camper, then?
I don't know. You was the one who talked to Elizabeth.
Yes, yes, I talked to her. She said she didn't have any camper at the house to use on Abner. She didn't want me to go out in the rain because she'd send someone over after it. Nice woman.
Yeah.
You know, she reminds me a whole lot of Irene Butte. Same type of woman, same coloring. By the way, what does Mrs. Peabody look like?
You mean you ain't ever saw her?
Never saw who? Irene Butte?
No, no.
Saw her three times a day for 15 years. That is, except the years 1931 and 1937. She and her husband ran a restaurant in Mount 80. A place called Tom and Minnie's. Put out a good chicken fried steak. Ever eat there?
I told you no.
Well, it was closed for a while. Maybe you just missed them. What year were you there?
Look, Doc, in the first place, I ain't ate at no restaurant in Mount 80. Well, I swear to goodness. Look who's coming up out there.
How's that?
It's Abner. He oughtn't to be running around this kind of weather. Him having a laryngitis, he's liable to catch cold.
Yes, he shouldn't be out.
Come in here, Abner, you idiot. What's the matter with you anyway?
Yes, Abner, you shouldn't be out in the rain. Why are you doing this?
Wait a minute, no use talking to him, asking him questions. He can't answer us with that laryngitis. I still think you're an idiot, though, Abner. What's that you got there? Oh, no. Well, good. Let's see here.
You better stand closer to the fire, Abner.
Says, dear Dr. Withers. Oh, this is for you, Doc.
Oh?
It's printed.
Strange. Can you read it?
Such big writing. Must have thought we'd hard of hearing. Please give Abner that bottle of camphor and send him right home again as it is raining. Yours truly, Ms. Peabody. Oh, well, that's different. Get the camper, Doc.
Yes, you bet. I'll get it right away. I think I can find it.
Doc will get it for you, Abner. And recollect now, you go right straight home like Elizabeth says. Man, your condition's got to be a little careful. If you don't, you ain't going to get your voice back again very quick, I'll tell you that. Facts is, if I was you,
right.
Abner...
Here we are. Now, you tell Mrs. Peabody... Well, look who's coming in.
Hey, Mr. Rump, somebody, come in and help with this stove. It's heavy.
Just a minute, Cedric.
Granny, Cedric, you oughtn't have toted that in here by yourself. You ought to call me. Let's see, I will have to put that down, Summers.
Well, you can't put it there by the door. It'd be in the way.
Yeah, it would be in the way there. Let's see, Cedric. Maybe we'd better set it back in the feed room. Be in your way back there, Doug?
I don't think that there's room back there. where do you keep the pancake flour here, Lum?
Well, that's on the shelf there.
Wouldn't it be handy just to have the stove near to the pancake flour?
Well, yeah, but there ain't room back of the counter there, Perk.
Well, that's...
Couldn't get in around it when it's burning.
Let's see.
Would be handy there, though. You got them hidey.
Just a minute, Cedric.
Yeah, just a minute, Cedric. We got to figure this thing out. Might put it up there in the front window. Wish I knowed for sure where I was going to put the stools at.
Then they could watch you making the pancakes.
Hey, Granny, that's a good idea. Set her right there in the front window.
Of course, you'd have to fix that broken pane.
Well, we could fix that. Put a sign on there.
No, I don't think. I don't think that would be the place.
I'm going to have to practice flipping them pancakes in the air, too.
I think you ought to put it back toward the back until you have practice.
What do you think, Abner? Oh, I forgot it. You can't tell. Granny.
Just a minute, Cedric. Now,
just
we'll
a minute, Cedric.
This all...
Well,
let me see. Just set it down there where you're at, Cedric.
Yes, Ma.
That's it, Cedric.
Boy, you know that thing's heavy.
Yes, it's made of iron. Iron is a heavy substance.
Yeah, it's slippery, too, in all this rain. Doggone thing slipped off my back three or four times on the way over here.
That'll happen.
Wait a minute, slipped off your back? You mean you carried that stove over here?
Well, natural.
Well, what happened to the truck?
The truck? Well, doggone me. I thought I forgot something.
Well, we're all human, Cedric. We can't remember everything. Listen again every weekday at this time for Lum and Abner down in Pine Ridge. Brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer and One-A-Day brand vitamins. Gene Baker speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.